Good evening, and welcome to part 3 of the Things We Like Halloween special. When last we left our brave adventurers, mummies were afoot.
And the last time I bribed one more years ago than you could possibly comprehend. My tears is like the dust, but my love is still as strong as the sun. Now my love is reborn to me. There is nothing you can do to keep us apart. And if you turn against me, I'll rip your soul from your body and swallow it whole.
Well, it's quite dusty in here, though.
It was fucking dusty. Did anyone else hear that mind voice?
Yeah.
We all
terrifying. So yeah. It sounded like some weird Egyptian dude, maybe, who wants to marry a girl. Is that basically what's happened? From the accent I had in my head, that's what I got from that. Was kind of vaguely Egyptian.
Ancient Egyptian.
And almost like it sounded like it was talking through bandages, I think, was probably the most accurate description I can give for it. It was a bit muffled.
I knew it was an
dry
Egyptian,
and sandy.
Because they got a British actor to do the voice.
Yeah.
You can tell they're classical.
Yeah. And I don't know, now that I think about it, I feel like there's been a bit of an Egyptian vibe this whole time.
When I look back on it, I kind of get that
vibe.
Rotten conservatory smell.
So wait, what did he shout? I know he just said
well,
it.
Well, do you know anything about Egyptian? Can you speak Egyptian? Maybe we need to read up on this.
Yeah, maybe books would help us. If we read a bit about ancient Egypt, I mean, I prefer to just watch videos on YouTube about it, but I'm not getting very good signal. So
rubbish.
Where are we going to find academic books about Egypt?
Ooh, hey, hold the phone.
Library.
I was in the library earlier.
That's got to happen.
Totally.
There's this like room in the way though, where you've got to move something out of the way to get there.
There's so much shit in the way, and isn't that where Andy is? Where all that screaming shit seemed to come from? I mean, I know it was in my head, but it definitely had direction.
Man,
I feel like
heard
it
Andy
came from
in real time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I'm sure I heard a bit pissed. I'm sure I heard two screams. Maybe there's some like random girl that's like lost in here.
Well, it's the one he wants to marry, isn't it? They scream in your head? It'll be the one he wants to marry.
He did say he'd met that girl.
He said that. Didn't he say something like he lost his bride more years ago than we could possibly comprehend? I don't know if it was exactly that. I think it probably was exactly that.
Mm. Yeah. I'm capable of comprehending a lot of years.
Didn't he say something about his tears being dust, but his love is still as strong as the sun? Sun, like Ra, the sun god. See, it's well a mummy, man. I'm telling you. It's well a mummy.
He
says his love is reborn in front of me. What the fuck? And there's nothing we can do to keep him apart. I think you'll find you're fucking wrong about that, you fucking mummy.
You know, just saying, I would like to throw this out. Why don't we just run away? I mean, like, he's just supposed
that.
To marry
well, someone.
Someone
could, you know.
About that little girl.
Pussy!
Yeah. maybe she quite likes.
Just because you dress like a slutty little 9-year-old girl doesn't mean you have to act like one. Come on, grow a pair of.
Oh, it's foul!
We can see your balls hanging out the bottom of your miniskirt, mate.
What
we know you've got
as?
Them. Come
what are you
on.
Dressed as? Who are you?
I'm a little boy. I've got short shorts on. Creamy hamstrings. Hairy creamy hamstrings. But creamy, nonetheless.
I'm feeling you think you can get some here, but that ain't happening.
It's working with me being pissed, man. I've got my old school tie on and everything, and it's cool. Currently worn round my head in the bandana fashion.
Your old school tie or your old school tie?
My old school tie. Yeah, I don't know if that helped. I believe that I kind of just sort of slowed it down so much that I just said it slowly.
It's just like, maybe this is going to be a, you know, perfect marriage. Mummy and just an insane woman in a mad, apparently, pyramid.
What,
like
so you
house.
Think we should help
we
him
should
get married?
Just leave and let Andy marry a ghost to a mummy?
Yeah.
It does sound like that's a thing you should take a few steps back from.
We're going to help the wedding. He's going to get the girl and give her a hen night.
Yeah. Party in the wine cellar.
I've read somewhere that if you can find out a mummy's name in a book, you'll probably have to banish him.
That sounds so reasonable right now.
So what are we going to do? Try and get some books, head down to the basement and work the shit out over a nice bottle of red.
Yeah. We get the girl drunk in the basement. We banish the mummy. Jim marries the ghost girl.
I'm just telling you now. I'm just telling you now. I've got that fucking, that bloody dagger, and I will fucking shave Andy if he comes near us, man. Honestly, it's apparently going to make my dice better.
Okay.
I'm going to fucking stab him.
Hey, I say we're completely ready for this, like some kind of fucked up 18.
Yeah, man. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, let's get this ball rolling. Let's get the party started.
Let's go. Do a thing.
On a Saturday night.
Channeling Brendan Fraser.
Let's hope you're not there.
Where am I? Junk room. Guys, this girl's just like dragged me right up to the junk girl and she's junk room and she's trying to find something. And what's this behind something that shivers and slides? It's an ancient sarcophagus. The hieroglyphs are glowing at me, they're drawing me in, and a raspy voice is saying in my head, I lost my bride and the rest is giving too much away. Oh, it's so clear now. Oh, everything's clear.
All right, tell us then.
Nice.
Yeah, because we all heard that earlier on.
Cool.
So we've had a brief discussion on how you're trying to marry a girl to a mummy that you found.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened.
Then don't other things need to happen right now, Andy?
Yeah, I nice to do some of the things. I was just kind of waiting for a cue.
Yeah, you do then.
There it is.
You can pause that, Jim. We don't need to listen to it, set it up.
I suppose. Right, there's a whole lot of hoo-ha going down. So what I'm going to do is come barreling out of the kitchen. I battle around a lot into here and straight into the graveyard.
I don't know why I'm talking, it's you.
Yeah, there's some kind of spooky chick. I think she might very well be dead.
What colour is she?
Blue, which is great. Blue chicks are the best. And she has made me more sane and more knowledgeable.
Mm. Well, is that the end of your movement?
No, I've just rocked in there. I'm going to have to roll to get out of here or do a thing.
Unless you want to get on the secret stars.
No, you have to roll anyway.
To get down the stairs. Yeah, that's what we did.
We're next in the room.
Luckily, I have become more sane, so this should be a doddle.
Famous last word.
Yeah.
Two. You lose one knowledge, but continue moving.
Just like standard. Oh, God, I've got dumb again.
Can you carry on moving?
Whee! Which leads me... Oh, no, it's a stairway.
It goes down into here. So you can go to... Have you got one more movement?
So using the passage costs a movement?
No.
Yeah, I do. I feel a strange urge to eat a meat pie.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm going to treat this girl to a meat pie. That's a romance.
Me and Quincy are going to continue moving around the basement. So I'm going to keep on to the creaky hallway this way. Jim. And move into the gymnasium.
Oh, hell's yeah.
Where I find a book.
You do, probably.
Hey guys, I've got into the gymnasium. Surprisingly, I found this book.
That's a big book, Jan.
It's fucking huge, isn't it? So I'm going to chill out here and read my giant book while working out.
Cool.
And I think, as a result of that, I'll get significantly smarter. And I will also get faster from my training. So you guys just hang out while I read my book. Andy, I've got a book.
Oh, what kind of book?
It's a big one. It's got gold on it and shit.
That's cool. How strong are you?
I'm going to go to the I'm really, really strong.
Cool.
And then roll two dice.
You're in the magic lift.
Four. Anywhere you want.
And I'll put it over here and come out in the creaky hallway.
You should come and
hang out. Oh, yeah, you could do it. You could do it there and go to the gymnasium.
Oh, no, I thought this was a hallway. In fact, it's the gymnasium.
God. Come out and hang out with me in here. We'll do some training. I'll show you my book.
Lift some weights. See
what Quincy's here to do. Get knowledge.
Knowledge.
No, I'm gonna
get speed. You can't read my book.
Carry on having a little look through here. I don't. Oh shit! Do I have to stay in here? I do, don't I?
Yeah.
Do I have to?
Yeah, because there's a thing in there, isn't there?
Yeah. I've just gone in. It's like fucking, there's a giant fucking oven in here or some shit. I don't know. Maybe it's a furnace room. Is that a thing in a house? I'm not sure.
I believe houses have furnace rooms.
There's like, oh, what's this? There's a ring. It's like a bit battered. There seems to be some kind of incomprehensible inscription on here.
A battered ring?
Like a donut.
Sound. That's great. Unfortunately, it's so hot in here that I'm hurt.
How are you hurt?
What did you hurt?
I hurt I feel like I got a bit slower, you know, I'm so hot. I just got
a bit humid in there, is it?
Yeah, I think I could still, you know, I've still got strength, but I just, fuck yeah, I just feel a bit slower, man. Sluggish.
Well, I'm going to come and chill out with Jan. Fancy having a look at this book with him, see if I can find out what it's about, really.
It's a pretty good book.
Well, I'll pump some iron while you have a read, and then we'll tag out and you can hit the weights.
Meanwhile,
I've got stuff to do. Okay, I'm going to do. I can't do that, can I?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just gonna see what this child room is like. And then
glad you're enjoying yourself.
I'm going to do a roll. That's me done.
I heard a kind of creaky, dusty biped noise.
Definitely some movement upstairs.
Yeah, more than just one person, definitely.
One of them seemed like a bit of a sort of scrapey noise.
Yeah. A bit rattly.
Mm.
Sounded Egyptian.
She is great.
Did sound Egyptian.
She doesn't like meat pies.
Okay.
She's vegetarian.
I think she might be a fruitarian.
Well, it's not as bad.
But she's also dead, so she doesn't eat anymore. She is dead, right?
I think she's a ghost, technically.
She is dead.
Do you think it was a successful first date?
I took her to a larder and a cellar.
Do you want to take the elevator?
Do I?
If you take the elevator, you have to think look at an elevator by Aerosmith.
Sweet, I'm definitely taking the elevator. Right? Can you please, 1, 2, 3, 4, I've run past you guys in the gym when you're all working out and reading books.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Straight into the lift.
Oh, yeah.
And
anywhere you want.
I go anywhere. I'm going to go over there. And over there being behind the furnace.
Or maybe you could go upstairs.
Maybe.
You could go up there, maybe. No, not there. Wait, not there. There next to the master bedroom, so you're as far away as possible.
Okay, maybe that.
But don't leave the lift.
I'm just gonna.
Yeah, just hang out in the lift.
I just blasted the elevator up, like, well, here's the master bedroom. You wanna stay in the lift? I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm gonna fuck off out of the gym now. I've worked out a bit too much. But do either of you fuckers want a book? Andy remarked earlier on over the radio that asked how mighty I was when I had the book, suggesting that he'd quite like it. And I'm not very mighty.
I'll have it, but I don't know. I'm not in with you, so it's between you two. Who's got
I mean, I'm feeling strong, but I wouldn't say I'm mighty.
I'm not mighty.
I mean, I'm happy to receive the book.
If you guys want me to keep hold of it, that's fine. It is very big and heavy, but I will take it for the team. Not too high, but I'm going to go somewhere else now.
What's your speed like?
4. My speed's alright.
My speed's 5 and my might's 3. So
I'm very safe.
What's your might?
My might is 4, but if I lose 2 more might points, I'll die.
What are you on?
I am. 4, well, I'm happy to take.
I think we should maybe have it.
I'm happy to take the book off your hands.
Alright, well, I'll give you the book.
Thank you.
And because I've not got that book anymore, I don't feel quite so clever anymore. So I've lost two of my knowledge.
Oh shit, you should have said that.
But Mr. Wu gains two knowledge.
Oh, thank you.
You're super knowledgeable.
Yeah, that book's interesting.
You've also got a lot of stuff. It's amazing how fast you are with carrying all of those items.
Me and Quincy are going to go over here. Let's see what's down here. Glad I got rid of that book, Quince. Because I think the pressure was a bit high. I don't really want to be involved in this wedding in any way, shape or form, so I think it's better if we just keep out of it. Ah, I'm in the research lab.
Well, you can make a...
Wait, there's like a event in there or something.
Yeah, but I might have to do a different thing first.
Well, you, no, because you have to, see if you end.
Yeah. Can anyone else in the basement hear that?
What? What is it?
It's gone completely silent.
Then no.
And it's affecting my and everyone else in the basement's sanity. We have to do a sanity roll. And I'm just going to wait here calmly for my hearing to return. You're in the basement, aren't you, bro?
I am in the basement.
How sane are you?
Four.
You just get four. Ooh. You didn't. Scream a silent scream. Scream a silent scream. Nice. You take... Two. Oh, sorry. You take two dice of mental damage. Oh, no. One dice of damage. Oh, so you take two off either knowledge or sanity. Oh, you can mix in between. There are some archaeological notes in here.
Yes, sir.
There are indeed. I'm going to see if I can make anything out of them. It's fucking gibberish. I literally have no idea what any of this bollocks is.
Come and have a look in a minute, Jan. I'm just having a look through this book and then I'll come and join you and have a little look.
Okay, I'm going to puzzle that over.
Okay, just see if you can work it out.
Yeah. Prof?
Yeah, I might come and have a look at these notes as well.
Okay, cool. If you look here, you see that this is a picture of a fish. And that's about as far as I've got through them.
Where am I?
Knowledge roll. Roll four dice.
Yeah, okay.
You worked them out.
Oh, look, brother, they make complete sense.
That is absolute bollocks on that page. How can you understand any of this? In this cartouche here has absolutely no rational meaning to me.
Is it like dog head guy doing that?
Read it after
no, read it. It's fish.
So you've got
Star of David, yin yang.
Shit. Yeah, it's so hot in here, man. It wasn't nice. I'm gonna just try and find somewhere else to go, I think.
Where are you?
Oh, I was in that weird big oven furnace-y room, maybe. Something like that. That's where, I'm leaving there now. Oh, there's like an abandoned room. I mean.
Because all the other rooms in this place were full of people.
Yeah, I know.
The first abandoned room.
It definitely, there's a little plaque above the door that says abandoned room.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe that's on all of them. Maybe people just haven't been looking.
Oh.
Well, there's a fucking mask. Oh, I hope it's like the mask. P-A-R-T. Oh, cool.
So you found a mask, then?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I'm alright. I think I'll probably just keep it off for now, I guess.
Maybe use it in an emergency. I think that's Mr. Wu.
Okay. I'm going to come away to you, Jan.
Okay.
Have a look at this weird writing. It's a bit dusty in here. Ah! Oh, no, I've fallen over. And a music box has fallen out.
Oh no. Alright, there's some weird, haunting melody that's going on. I need to make a sanity roll. Oh, it's okay. I'm going to have to drop the box though, because I can't pick that up. It's haunting my mind. I'm going to come and join you, Jan. Ignore the music box.
Okay, I will.
Is some weird writing on the wall or something?
Yeah, my brother has translated these notes from the archaeologists.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Well, how?
We did a knowledge roll.
All right.
I'll check it out in this book.
What did it tell you?
We don't quite know yet.
Not too sure.
We need some other information.
You guys should turn your walkie-talkies off.
You should turn yours off.
No,
of us are
channel one's my channel.
Oh, cool. The mummy's name has appeared in mystic hieroglyphics that I can read. It's Khufu, the mummy.
That's a surprisingly mummy-like name.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, wow, this is weird. Oh, does anyone want to celebrate with a bottle of black liquid? Because we found the name. Does anyone want to?
Give it a shot. You go first. Okay. Your bottle of black liquid.
Oh, thank you. Okay, here we go. Oh, it tastes like Dr. Pepper or something. Oh, I've got a sudden urge of knowledge and... it's hurt me. I've lost some strength from this oozy liquid. It's pouring out my ear. Oh! Oh, well.
It's the worst that could happen. That your brain starts to ooze out your ear. Get a little bit clever, but a little bit weaker.
That book's... That potion sort of hurt my strength, so I'll go back in to the research laboratory and chill out with Quincy.
Yeah, me and Quincy hanging out here, and my brother.
I can't give you any black liquid, Quincy, but sorry, I didn't know what I mean.
Leave my dog alone, bitch. Well, I think I hear Andy at the top of the stairs.
Arg, I'm evil now. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to have to think. Things have changed. There's some stairs now.
Oh boy.
I am going to go run into the entrance hall, into the foyer, down the stairs to the basement, into this room here.
Shit.
Oh, hi Andy.
Hello.
Oh no, hi Andy.
Hi.
You're meant to be a traitor, aren't you?
I heard that's true, yes.
How are you doing?
Just looking at everyone's like ability for easy. yeah, I'm going to attack someone.
Who are you going to attack?
Ghostbusters. I'm going to attack Spoon.
Shit.
Hey, leave my brother alone.
Sorry, mate.
What are you doing?
I'm going to kill
Spoon. Why?
Like him? I'm sorry, it's my brother and everything, but
we've got to Why have you turned on us?
Well, this mummy just... The romantic story she told me, what he told me, was so enticing. I felt like I had to help him.
Will you feel like stopping?
No.
Dude,
you're gonna attack Spoon.
I'm gonna attack your brother this first.
Don't be a dick.
Well, 7.
Okay.
So that's really bad.
Yeah.
I can't.
No. No, you can't win.
Why fight if I can't win? 4. 3. So you take 3 points of damage.
No, you don't.
Take.
I take that ring, please.
He's not got a ring.
He's got a ring.
I've got the ring.
Damn.
Okay. I'm not even in there.
Damn it. Well, I thought Spoon had the ring. I retract my attack, Spoon. Magically
can't.
Healing.
You've done it now.
You've done it now.
I attack. Oh, yeah, I take 3's fine.
3 damage on you. And then it's your mummy, presumably.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Leave my brother alone. I'm not cool with you being here.
2.
Cool. Is that the end of it?
Yep.
Guess I'm going to do a thing now.
You're going to do a thing now?
I'm going to do a thing. I am going to the chapel.
With the ghost girl?
Yeah.
Do
Do you get a bonus for being in there? Because you didn't finish your turn in there last time, did you? So you've not.
Correct. So I'm going to get a little bit more sane.
You're so sane. Probably think this song is a song. So is that it then?
Yeah, we're just going to chill out up there for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you send your dog to get that item?
Yeah. But Quincy is going to go and fetch me this mysterious item that Andy left in the junk room earlier on. What is it, Andy?
I don't think I have to tell you.
You don't have to tell me.
I've got it in my hand, what is it?
It's a sarcophagus.
This is a sarcophagus.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Then I don't think you can retrieve that.
Yeah.
Maybe he just comes back in and barks, sarcophagus!
What's that, boy?
There's a sarcophagus in the junk room. Oh. They're trapped down the well.
Yeah.
What's up, Quince? Why didn't you bring anything back with you?
Sarcophagus!
Well, there's a sarcophagus in the junk room. And Timmy's trapped down a well. Just a sarcophagus in the junk room. But you didn't bring it back. Well, I suppose that's it then. Well, I'm going to punch Andy in the nuts.
Cool. Are you really good? How many do you get?
Four. Dude, fucking just hit my brother!
Alright, man, you go sick him.
Five. One, two, three, four, five.
I knew I'd need this adrenaline shot before. I didn't know it'd be because of you guys. But here goes nothing. Ah! Four.
Zero.
No, I rolled four.
Because you get...
Cause I get plus four, and thank God for that adrenaline shot.
You lose one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I punched you in the nuts, bitch. Don't pick on my brother.
Okay, I'll learn my lesson.
Cheers, bro.
Could have done with more than none then.
You'll go. I don't know if you want to attack him.
Should I move? I can still move.
Not unless Wu intends to.
Why?
It's better to stay together.
Well, fuck it. I'm going to stay here and make sure if Andy attacks my brother again, I'll kick him in the nuts again.
I'm just going to run away then. You've been to the gym, haven't you? Have you been to the larder?
No, I've not been to the larder.
You go to the larder and get your mic back.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, if that's okay with Wu as well.
Why? What's okay with me?
If they go to the larder.
Leaving you alone.
Absolutely. Yeah,
why can't you go and get some dinner? Well, I'm in the larder. Are you coming with, bro?
Yeah.
Bring Quince. Oh, yeah, shit. Bring Quince. I'll get one more mic then.
So, yeah.
Eat this.
I'm going to run in. And I'm going to attack Andy. I'm going to take a hit on my speed and use my blood dagger. And I'm going to therefore roll 8 dice on you.
What?
I know. That's pretty beast, dude.
Isn't it?
And no adrenaline shot anymore.
We're going to need to split mummy at some point in the future.
8.
Kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, 8.
4.
This is what happens to you, dude, when you try and get mummies to marry ghosts.
Well, it wasn't exactly right.
Before I end my go, Wu, what is your sanity?
5.
Do you want the ring, then?
Did you use the ring?
I'm not using the ring, no. I used the blood dagger.
I don't need it.
Oh, do you not? Oh, you just automatically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sounds. So you don't need it anyway.
I don't need it.
Well, then it's Mr. Wu's go.
I'm going to run past
Andy. You should attack him because he must have fuck all
I'm
going to
run past Andy and up the stairs. Say hello to the mummy.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good
God.
Okay.
This could be very risky.
Say his name.
Khufu! I attack you!
With?
My sanity. I attack you with a sanity of 9.
No, seven.
I can't count.
Oh shit. 4. Oh. 3.
3.
Yeah.
That's my reaction. Okay.
Done.
No, okay. I was stunned. Answer.
No, I think we might have just won.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh shit, we won!
Mm-hmm.
Victory!
I have banished you!
Well, that's it.
Yeah. And now we murder Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. A hot, dry wind whispers through the room as you slam the ancient tome shut. The mummy shuffles towards you, its eyes dead holes of despair. As its hands close around your throat, their wrappings disintegrate. The creature moans as more and more of its body crumbles and blows away in the hot wind.
My bride, my only love, no more.
As the last of the mummy disappears, the wind stops. You are alone.
Look, we forgive Andy. I'd like to be the best man at my wedding.
Okay.
Let's all go upstairs and have a wedding. I'm marrying a dead woman.
Cool.
Let's have a wedding.
Yeah.
So, well, we won against the mummy.
We get a chance to use my mummy once.
I'm getting married.
Well, we've all had a really nice time fighting ancient evil. But now we're going to have to go and have a sexy party.
A goddamn sexy party. It's always time for a sexy party, right? It's sexy party time.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Come on, everyone. Everybody get down. Sexy parties.
I'll be the best man.
Woo, yeah, parties.
Sexy party. Oh, I'm dead.
Oh shit, we won!
Yeah, party!
Never fuck with ancient Egypt.
Remember, even though October 31st has passed, it can still stay Halloween in your hearts. And though sometimes a tale will end with horror, sometimes it ends with a sexy party. Things We Like is available on YouTube, Twitter, WordPress, Facebook, iTunes. Please like and subscribe. Please send us abusive emails. Please send us envelopes of anthrax. Good night. If you can.